You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with a sinner. Love Earth Tour. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
Why not kick this thing off with a bang? So we thought we'd bring on the expert, Mark Durant, because, man, Mark, it's like we already see the bleeding. Dallin Hall has entered into the transfer portal. Mark Pope takes the coaching job at Kentucky, and it just never stops with BYU, does it?
Oh, man, Hans, it's rough. This has been a tough 24 hours, and I don't know, man. It's like you just had news this week of BYU being ranked in the top 20 in a bunch of early polls, and you got some really exciting recruits coming in. You've got a good core that looks like it's solid, and it just changes overnight. But that's college basketball, and that's the way it is nowadays. And BYU will be okay, but couldn't be a bigger Mark Pope fan. I love the guy. He's just one of my favorite people in the world. I don't have anything bad to say about Mark Pope. I think he's fantastic. I'm just going to miss him. I think he's going to do an amazing job at Kentucky. A lot of people at Kentucky, from what I can tell, are kind of upset about the hire, but they're not going to be upset for long because he is going to be amazing there. He's going to win championships there, and he's an incredible person. I'm just sorry to see him leave BYU so soon. I kind of thought it would happen eventually, but it would be after a few years of some prolonged success that I was looking forward to before that happened.
BYU men's basketball color analyst Mark Durant joining us to catch up on this Mark Pope situation and all the other things that are going to start to come with it, the new hire, some of the transfer portal entries. Again, Dallin Hall just jumping into the transfer portal. Mark, was there anything BYU could have done to prevent Pope leaving after the Kentucky offer?
I don't think so. I mean, we knew who Mark Pope was when we hired him. And I don't think anybody in their right mind thought if the Kentucky job came along that wouldn't be attractive to him. And not even so much for money, but, he obviously played there. And to me, Kentucky is kind of one of the four horsemen of the college basketball apocalypse. I mean, it's Duke, it's North Carolina, it's Kentucky, and it's Kansas, right? Those are kind of just the places, the jobs. It's college basketball. And for a young coach, as much as he loves BYU and as great as he was doing here and how as happy as he was and his family was here, that's just kind of, I mean, that's everything for him. That's the mecca for him. And I think BYU is getting better at paying coaches. Still not great, even if they could have paid him. I don't know that you could ask him to turn that job down. And so it's nothing on anything BYU's done or any boosters have done or anything like that. That was a job that had some inevitability if it was ever offered to him. Now, the question was when, it's a little bit surprising that it was offered, I think. I think Kentucky fans are a little bit surprised. But again, I think he'll do terrific. But I thought what it would take is for BYU to have a run, get deep in the tournament, have some real success for a few years, and then it's like a no-brainer to bring in Mark Pope if you're Kentucky. But this is a little bit risky for them, and I think it's going to be a great move when it all comes down to it. But the inevitability of him leaving was high. I mean, there's just not much BYU could do once Kentucky decided they wanted Mark Pope.
So now the clock is ticking, and BYU needs to find the next guy. And you and I have been affiliated with one way, shape, form, or the other with BYU in most of our adult lives, whether we're playing there or calling games for them. we know that it takes some time at BYU, that the search is slow, the hiring process is slow, the announcements come slow, and that's just part of the design for BYU. But it feels like we're in a crunch situation where things need to speed up a little bit. First of all, Mark, talk about the search, and second of all, talk about BYU's ability to get somebody in place to stop the bleeding if others do jump into the portal or you may lose a transfer that you were so excited about.
Yeah, I mean, this has taken me off guard, but I certainly hope it hasn't taken Tom Homo off guard or Brian Santiago. I hope they have contingencies and they're moving at a lightning pace. I know that for BYU, lightning pace is different than another school, but I hope all the things are happening and it's in motion, because you just can't afford to wait nowadays. Because you talk about your Dallin Halls, you talk about recruits coming in, they need to know who the next guy is going to be, and then they can make their decision based on that. You don't want them to make their decision without a full knowledge of who's coming in. So, if you were able to bring in an assistant that has relationships like Cody Feger, Robinson, or someone like that, it's been around the program, that may help with that. You may decide not to go that way, but whatever it is, you have to make it happen quickly. You just can't afford, given the time of year it is and given what's happening, and you can't miss out on potential transfers. You can't miss out on not keeping your guys. You can't miss out on not keeping your recruits. You have to act lightning quick. So it may not be, 3 days like Kentucky, but it can't be a couple of weeks like it typically takes for BYU. They need to expedite it in whatever way they can, make a decision and get it done, and then let people make decisions, players make decisions with that full knowledge of who's coming in. And that may be attractive to some guys and that may not have otherwise wanted to stay or to come. So it's not necessarily the end of the world to lose Mark Pope, as good a coach as he was and as awesome a person as he was. But you don't want to be hurt by inaction. You don't want to be hurt by not having something in place for people to make good decisions on.
BYU men's basketball color analyst Mark Durant joining us for just a few more minutes, getting us caught up on this Mark Pope situation and the new BYU coaching searching hire that they're currently in. So talk to me a little bit about the candidates, guys that pop into your mind. Maybe give me one or two that would be on the top of your wish list, and then one or two that might be more reality.
Yeah, I like Cody Feger a lot because he's in the program. He has the relationships. He's a great recruiter, a great basketball mind. He's young, driven. Obviously, the BYU issue, it rears its ugly head or whatever you want to view it. He's not a member of the LDS Church, so can BYU do that? I don't know if they can do that, but I do know that he would be a great representative of BYU. He lives an amazing life, beautiful family, keeps all the standards, and knows, he's been a part of BYU for a long time. He knows everything about all of that. So I would feel incredibly comfortable with him as a head coach, and that would be good as far as continuity, relationships, and may help people make decisions to stay that otherwise might go. I just think he's a terrific person. I love him. He's a Packers fan, so that means a lot to me. But I think he'd be terrific, but I just don't know if BYU is where they need to be on whether or not they want their head coach to be a member of the faith of that school. So we'll see, but I like Cody. There's a couple others. Obviously, Mike Mattson, I think, has proven that he is a capable coach. But he's just starting out at Cal, and I don't know what would go into making him want to leave there or what that would entail, but he's certainly a name I hear a lot about that I think would be terrific because he's had a good NBA career. He has a lot of connections, and I think he's proven that he's a good basketball coach with what he did at UVU and at Cal, and so I think he'd be great. I know Barrett Peary, he's my guy. I grew up with Barrett, played with him, played against him at Payson High. I think he's a terrific guy. I would be thrilled about Barrett Peary. I think he's also a young, innovative type of coach that would do great. Quincy Lewis, I think, is the greatest high school coach ever in the state of Utah, and that's a lot for me to say. because there's been some great ones, but he just knows how to win and has been at BYU. I think Quincy's terrific. Nick Robinson. I mean, I go down that list, but I feel comfortable with any of those guys, and I think would do a nice job. But my immediate mind goes to Cody Feger. I don't know. Again, I don't know if that's a possibility for BYU, but I think he would be great. And you know, he might be a guy that says, "I want to go to Kentucky," because the assistant coach at Kentucky is a pretty good gig too. He'd be making a lot of money and maybe set himself up for a head coaching job with a little more cachet in the future. But I don't know who will be the next coach, but I do know that Tom Homo and Brian Santiago are extremely competitive, extremely knowledgeable, and will make the right decision. And I have a lot of faith in those guys to pick the right guy.
I do too. And I'm sure that they're active in this, and I'm sure they've got a nice list of names that they're going after. And, you know, Mark, this whole BYU to the Big 12 situation has been such an interesting study in what they need to do to step up their game and be competitive, and what is required of them and asked of them. And, you know, you go from being a West Coast Conference team and competing with the likes of Gonzaga to becoming a part of the biggest conference in all of men's college basketball. And I would say outside of, as you mentioned, the Four Horsemen, UConn, Kansas, Kentucky, and I'm missing one, Utah, Kansas, Kentucky, and who's the other big one?
North Carolina, Duke, guys, yeah.
Outside of that, you know, I'm thinking, Mark, like BYU, it's no longer a stepping stone. It's not a Mountain West Conference team. It's not a West Coast Conference team. You're not trying to grow yourself as a coach. BYU should get themselves up there competitively on the top end of the pay scale, because this is no longer a stepping stone college basketball program. And there's been times when it wasn't, but West Coast Conference times, maybe it was looked at as such. But, Mark, don't you feel like BYU needs to be able to land a coach and say, oh, outside of maybe one of these blue bloods that comes to grab them, these guys aren't going anywhere once they sign with BYU?
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I think it's still early, but I think BYU's getting there, and I think that Mark Pope would have been very content to stay, but for it being Kentucky coming to call, but it was, and so that was kind of the one of a few that would lure him away, I think, and it did. But I do think BYU, as time goes by, you know, will be able to build up the salary and be at least competitive for the middle of the Big 12. And, you know, you've got some serious boosters now at BYU that are committed to BYU's success and will pay money to keep coaches. And I think that you can put in coaches that are committed to BYU and will want to stay even if other teams come calling. I mean, unless, listen, people want to be successful at their jobs as coaches. They want opportunity. They want money. They want legacy. And the reality is there's few jobs out there that aren't – that the guys are going to be completely and utterly committed to. I mean, even Calipari leaves Kentucky for Arkansas. I mean, and so you're always going to be vulnerable. Even if you do get in the Big 12 and are successful, you know, you're going to be vulnerable. Unless you hire Mark Durant or Hans Olsen, because we're committed to BYU. And there's, I mean, there's no amount of money or other school that's going to take me away from BYU, but no one wants to hire me because I'm a big goofball. But but there's always going to be that risk. But it's a good risk, because in order for you to be attractive, you've brought success to a school. You've put them in a good spot going forward. That's what Mark Pope has done. But you hope his leaving is not going to unravel that. That's the concern. It's not so much that Mark Pope is leaving. He was going to do that. It's a good opportunity. He goes. But you just don't want his leaving to unravel the recruits, the system, where your trajectory. And so you hope that you can bring in a coach quick that's going to be as committed and as innovative and be able to keep the train rolling. You know, that's what you want. And so it's always going to be a fear if you have a coach that's successful at BYU, even in the Big 12. But you hope it's more like a Scott Drew situation where he says, no, I got plenty of money and I got plenty of legacy and opportunity here at Baylor. And you hope it'll be that way for BYU in the future.
Well, and that's my ultimate hope for BYU, is that at some point they land a coach that builds it, stays with it. And I know Calipari is leaving Kentucky, but Calipari was there for a lot of years and won a lot of games and had a lot of opportunity, but decided to stay. You know, I look at Kyle Whittingham, the University of Utah, and I know there have been some big universities that have tried to pluck him out of there, and he stayed. He's hunkered down, and he's made it now a big-time destination as a head college football coach. And that's my hope at BYU with their basketball program, where they overachieved in the Big 12. The Big 12, Mark, I mean, we thought the Big 12 was rock solid and tough this year. Adding Arizona and Colorado and your in-state rival in Utah and, like, you know, these big schools that are coming in, it's like you better hunker down and build yourself into something great. This next hire needs to be like, hey, like, number one, it's going to be a $25 million buyout. And we're going to go, we'll put you up for 5 years. It's going to be a buyout that nobody is going to touch. And we want you to stay here and be a part of this so you can grow it. I mean, that was my hope with Coach Pope, was like, as you mentioned, Baylor's head coach turned it down. I think there were two other candidates that turned down Kentucky. My hope was that BYU could go to Mark Pope and say, what are they offering? Well, they're offering the world. Okay, well, we'll extend the world because we want to be competitive and we want you here and we want this team to remain steady. And I don't know how that gets done, Mark. I don't know how it gets done, but I hope at some point that can be a reality.
Yeah, I hope so too. It's a difficult world to navigate. It's hard to find a guy that is content and committed and capable for your school, whether it's, you know, Stu Morrill at Utah State that was so good there for so long and just was a Utah State guy and he wasn't leaving, or, you know, whoever it is. I mean, there's a lot to be said for legacy. And, you know, Mark Pope could have had a beautiful legacy at BYU, but it also wasn't a certainty for him. I mean, a year ago, they were fifth in the West Coast, and people wanted him fired. And so, I mean, it's hard to begrudge a guy to say, go get paid $5 million a year and recruit any player you want and get them and have unlimited resources and pay whatever NIL they want. He's going to have the best players that he wants and all the resources he needs. And BYU's getting better, but they're not there yet. And so it's just hard to find a guy that is just completely committed to a school, because it's just rare. I mean, it's just super rare. And I hope that they could find someone that will have a long career and a successful career and will build a legacy there. And I think that's a special thing to have. But there's such a level of uncertainty that it's hard to say to a coach, you know, stay around for these reasons when Kentucky can offer so much. And like I said, I think BYU's getting better. I think Mark Pope stays for almost any other school, but it's just Kentucky was like the Holy Grail. I mean, he's played there. He's won a championship there. And the history. I think almost any other offer comes to Mark Pope and he stays with BYU. Maybe that's blue colored goggles, but I just think Kentucky was the one that he could not refuse, the offer he could not refuse.
Mark, before we let you go, we need to squash the rumor that you're going to be leaving with Mark Pope to go and do color for Kentucky. Can we just put that one to bed?
Well, I noticed Scotty's not there, so I'm wondering if Scotty is at the transfer portal from Utah Radio to I don't know where Scotty would go. He's a hot name in radio, as you know, so I wouldn't be surprised if he got picked up by one of the big names in broadcasting. But as long as they've got you there, Hans, I know you're going to be solid. You're a legacy guy. You're committed.
Lloyd and I will double check and make sure Scott didn't catch a flight out to Kentucky. But, Mark, always great catching up with you. Appreciate the insight, man.
Hey, and thanks for having me. And to my Cougar friends, Cougar fans, it seems a little rough now, but it's going to be fine. They'll find a really good coach, and maybe you lose some players, but then you bring in players. As Scotty knows, I mean, with what happened to Utah State this year, it's a world where you don't have to rebuild for years. You can find ways to be successful, even if you lose a coach or lose players. So keep a stiff upper lip, Cougar fans.
There you go. That's Mark Durant, Greg Wrubell's second best color guy. Appreciate your time, brother.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.